We give you all the praise and glory. There's no place that we'd rather be than here in your love. And we exalt you. Father, we just worship you with all our hearts. Can we just do that right now? Just magnify him. Just right out of your heart. Just no place I'd rather be than right here in your presence. We love you so much, Father God. You are Abba. You are Daddy. You're Papa God. We love you. And you've given us your Son and the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. We love you, Holy Spirit. You are so dear to us. What a close friend. My best friend, Holy Ghost, on this earth. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much, Jesus. Now flood this house. Lord, let not this be another service, but let it be a prophetic service. Father, against the days ahead and everything that we'll need for the journey. Father, we are on a pilgrim's progress. And Lord, as we are meeting every obstacle in our way towards the end, we see the end. And yet, Lord, there are so many valleys in front of us. There are so many mountaintops in front of us. You will lead us. You will guide us. We will not be destroyed. But when it is all over, we will stand upon Mount Zion. We will stand in the hill of the Lord and declare that our God lives. And our King is the King of all the earth. And we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray that you'll receive these words as a prophetic reading unto you, and our hearts yielding to it, our hearts saying yes to it. Joel 2, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. For it's nigh at hand, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There has not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yes, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses and horsemen. So shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their faces the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the walls like men of war. And they shall march every one in his ways. They shall not break ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path. When they shall fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide in it? Jesus, we have understood by thoroughly meditating Joel that this was not just for that time, but we saw prophetically that, Lord, this was an end-time army. And out of the book of Joel, you also prophesied the coming of the Holy Spirit and the speaking with other tongues. This was coupled with this army. Father, we lift up this prayer today that Joel's army will come out of this house stronger than ever before. We pray as we have continued to pray, and I, as the chief elder of this house, given to me by the grace of God, humbled by this position, I cry out, shake this house, stir this house. I pray that the manna that we lived on, Lord, I pray that that old manna will become to us. It is dead. It is moth-eaten. It is full of worms and cankers. We cannot live on yesterday's anointing. Father, we pray that we will have a fresh anointing, a fresh touch. I pray that the fire that you have always visited this house with will continue and will bring us forth as Joel's army, that we'll run and not be weary, we'll walk and not faint, that we'll exercise the right to become awakened, Lord, that all the things, the tests, the trials, the tribulations that we have faced as a church will not put us to sleep. Now, nor lull us into a place of lethargy, complacency. Father, I pray that you will awaken us. What we think, I pray that you have not established, will fall by the way. I pray that which is moth-eaten, worm-eaten, has no life in it, will find itself tossed aside. But I pray that you'll shake. I pray that you'll stir. I pray that you'll come in our midst. I pray that you'll arise sons and daughters out of this house that will climb through the windows, climb over the walls, that will find themselves as mighty men and mighty women of war that will evangelize this city and evangelize this nation, knowing that we are a conquering force in these last days. Lord, we offer up in agreement. We are in agreement. This house is in agreement with these scriptures. We are in agreement with these scriptures. We are Joel's army, and we receive the life of God. We receive the empowerment of God. We receive the prophetic voice of God in these last days to arise out of the midst of the dust. Lord, we thank you. We worship you, and we bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Before we do anything else, and you have a chance to love on each other a little bit, let's just worship just a little bit more. Matt, if you hear him say
Hallelujah.
Something.
Hallelujah.
Song, let's just continue to worship him.
Hallelujah.
Sit or stand, it doesn't matter. Find a good position to set your affection on him. We worship you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Ponder the moment. Consider how much in agreement you are with his word. And yield your heart over to him. Just yield yourself to him. That's what he asks. We worship you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That song we're singing, I Want More of You, God, kept going over in my head how that when I feed my little granddaughter, I ask her, does she want another bite? She doesn't just say more or want a bite. She says, more, more, more.
Yes.
And that's what the Lord wants
yes,
us
sir.
To say to him.
Yes.
He's holding his life out
yes.
to us. And he wants
Hallelujah.
Us to be so excited and say, more, more, more. We want more of you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We want more, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We want more. More and more, Lord.
Jesus, more, more.
We want all you have to give.
More,
all
Jesus.
That you want us to have,
more.
We want it, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We want it all, Lord. Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We worship you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We love you, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for your life in us, Jesus.
Worship.
We want more, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We just exalt you. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you. We receive from you, Lord. Your presence is here. I just want to As you continue to worship the Lord, as you worship Him, just listen to my voice for just a moment in the background. I just want to be an added, through His strength, teacher concerning worship, the different forms of worship. As you hear these songs of contemplation that sometimes will be played, you won't know the words. It's okay. It's very, very okay. In fact, it's just right in line with what we're hearing when you heard the word and it was a, you're hearing someone minister to you and you're hearing words of contemplation concerning your life, the busyness of your life. And it's just a resounding echo of what the Holy Spirit is saying. Don't labor during those times. Don't labor to try to, it's a different form. Just yield to the moment and listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying to you, because He's saying something different to everyone. And as you listen to the artist who is Spirit-filled and they're contemplating out of their own heart, listen to those moments of what the Holy Spirit is saying. That won't be a time where you're necessarily singing along. It's okay to sing along, but it's a time of contemplation. It's a time of dedicating our heart. So learn those moments. Learn those nuances in the Holy Spirit. Let the power of the Holy Spirit just take every moment of every service and weave it together for you, for your benefit. Father, we bless You. We bless You through the very Spirit that is inside of us. Now, Holy Spirit, it's Your job. You received it as part of the Godhead to glorify the Father and the Son. You've not asked us to give You worship, although You will take our adoration through words of love. But You continually calls our worship to go to the Father and to the Son. We move along with You as You flow, as we move with You, Lord. We move down the stream, this path, this life. And our hearts are lifted up. What follows in this service, Lord, we pray, we'll just follow You. Lord, we pray that the day and hour will come, and we pray that that day and hour now is, that there be mighty shakings in the parking lot. That, Lord, people are getting out of vans and they're getting out of buses. Lord, I do not pray this prayer to incite or to solicit excitement or even an emotion in this room. But I pray these things because they are the truth that is in me. They are the image that is within me. To say any less is a lie against the truth. Lord, I speak what I see and what I hear. Father, I thank You for the masses of humanity. I thank You for the contemplation of great and mighty miracles taking place, unexplainable things, signs and wonders, as it was in the book of Acts, filling our parking lot before the service. I pray that there will be more going on outside than there is inside in days ahead. And I pray that the voices coming into this house will bring into this house the testimony of the Lord, of what great things that You did in the streets, the highways, and the byways in the week. Father, we bless You. I pray for deliverance in this house this morning. I pray that those that are troubled in mind, that in Jesus' name, that there will come a splitting asunder. We have found one name above every name. His name is Jesus. I speak to the contemplation of destruction. I speak to the contemplation of destruction over your own life or over your own body. I break you in the name of Jesus, and I cast you out of their way. Now let clarity come to their minds. This fog that has entered into their hearts and their minds, I recognize You. I command You in Jesus' name, broken off of their bodies, off their minds. In Jesus' name, I release life, your life, Father, to the oppressed. Lord, let us rejoice in the Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We are sons and daughters of God. Heaven is our destiny. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Raise it up, Harry. Just raise it up. Give understanding so that those who do not understand that are come in our midst. We are glorifying God through our spirit, through those words of edification and tongues. The Lord is speaking to each one of us individually. You're here this morning, you're not filled with the Spirit, and praying in tongues is new to you. This is 1 Corinthians 14. The order of the service is when the Holy Spirit gave way to praying and singing. The whole body could do it. And then at times, at intervals, the understanding was to be brought forth. Father, yes, sir. I hear the Lord speaking. I hear Him speaking out of that crescendo of praise. He said, I love you too much to leave you like you are, saith the Spirit of grace. And I am speaking to mine. I am not speaking to the world or to the unwashed. I love you too much to leave you like you are. For the greatest place that you will find in me is the expectation of change. For I change not, but I am God. But it is necessary for you to always be changing. And yes, there will be times where you will come to great gardens, great plateaus, where I set you down and I nourish you. And you will feel like in these times so complete, and you are in me. But know this, that there is always change in front of you. I change not. The foundation that I've taught you changes not, for that foundation is in me. But your flesh so easily finds a place of holding to the same old, even the way that you seek me many times in your personal times. Allow me to come. Allow me to rearrange. Allow me to change, for I am always changing you. As a river that makes its way to the sea, it is a continual running force. I am not dead. I am not a dead sea. I'm a living river, saith the Spirit of God. I am ever causing you to come under the place of change, a place of expectancy. Flow with me. Get stronger. Enlarge your tents. Allow me to bring forth change inside of you. And you will find that in the expansion of this grace, the changing of your mind, how I change you, and the way that you think, and the way that you even believe about me, will bring forth greater liberty in your life, saith the Spirit of grace. So, Father, we just worship you right now. Lord, receive this antiphonal praise. That which goes up, we pray that it'll come down. Prophetic words. Let it words of life, words of prophecy to us personally. This church, I birthed it through the intercession of strong believers, praying the prayers of intercession. Man did not birth it, but I birthed it of my spirit. I come to this one, I come to that one. Many of the faces that are not in here brought forth the birthing, and I birthed it and founded it upon my word. You know that you've not come to perfection, yet perfection lies in me. And I grow up my church as I grow up my church worldwide. But this is the message. Listen to me as part of my body. Where are we, saith the church? As antiphonal to him, the question, where are we? Where are we, Father? Are we the finger, the toe, the arm, the leg, the head? For it's not given to you now to know the great part that you'll play in the end time harvest as to what full position. I can tell you this, it is far greater than you can imagine. But listen. Listen to the thread that I bring to all people who hear my voice. What I birth, I continue to speak. Prayer must bring in the harvest. As you have heard, continual, almost to the point that many of you wanted to vomit the word up. As you've heard continual words of prayer, know this, that as your Father and as the Holy Spirit speaks, I am continuing to say, pray without ceasing, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Give yourself over to extended times of praying and seeking me. I have not walked away from that which I asked you to do from the very beginning. To raise up a house of prayer where people would give themselves over relentlessly and spend their life privately and publicly giving themselves over to the intercession that births revival. Know this. You will be part of the end time harvest. But I say to you, if you could lose out on that harvest, it would be because you lost your first love. And as losing your first love, you would no longer hear to me and adhere to me and what I ask you to do. It must be birthed in the Spirit. Man has tried his efforts. Man has tried effortlessly to seeker friendly bring in a lost crowd that would not adhere to my sayings. But I call for a bride that is whitewashed. I call for a virgin that is chaste. One that will cleanse themselves. This can only be done by prayers of intercession. Male or female, I am calling all. I am calling you. For many have said, that is not my call. I say to you, as mine, you are all my bride. And I say to every one of you that are born of my Spirit and filled with my Spirit, if you can hear my voice today, I am echoing inside of your spirit the same thing I am echoing across this nation and around the world. I'm asking you to pray like never before. Lay down your burdens. Lay down your excuses. Lay down your sins that so easily beset you. And choose to give yourself over to me. Okay? Here comes the antiphonal. But Father, how can I? You understand the challenge. Do you not see? How can this happen? How can more of me be given? There is nothing left of me. I say to you, it is not by might. I answer you, it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Did David stand in front of the giant in himself? Did he speak words of valor when he said, is there not a cause? Were those words of his own self, or did I not place my Spirit upon him that day when he ran to meet the challenge? It was my Holy Ghost that was upon him. Know this, it is not by might nor by power, but it is by my Spirit. Choose to step out of the boat. As Peter put one foot upon the water, and things, the supernatural, gave way, or rather, put into effect the very molecular structure of the earth, so that that which was not solid became solid to him upon my word, come unto me. I say unto you that your choice of obedience to set yourself aside. See what I can do. See if I will not give you strength in the midst of your life. Test me. Test me. For you've said not to tempt you, Lord. I said, test me. Test me, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Know that I will prove myself to you. I will prove if you will give more of yourself, you will find more grace. Your plate may be still as full as ever. Your demands may be as full as ever, but you will find supernatural grace to complete. My call was to this church, pray without ceasing. I raised it up as a house of prayer. I have not walked away from that mandate, saith the Spirit of grace. I, as your Lord and Savior, stand as the head of the church, and I say to you, if you can hear what the Spirit has to say. Do not lose your first love. You will lose your first love. Individuals, things of this earth will weight you down. And though you will love me intensely, you will not love me with the love that you loved me first with the red hot intensity, if you do not allow me to continue to supply and meet that place inside of you. Again, what are your brothers hearing around this nation? What are your brothers hearing in other countries? I am asking them to pray for my coming. I am asking them to get ready the house. I am asking them to pray without ceasing. I'm asking more, not less. The heart of rebellion will fight against this. The heart of the rebellion will say, that is the words of a man. He's been contemplating prayer, and he had this intended before he came in here. But I say unto you, hear what the Spirit has to say. If there is not a witness in this, neither has there been a witness in anything that has ever been said in this house, saith the Spirit of grace. Bring forth meat unto me, meat of repentance. Lay down your heavy burdens. Lay down your opinions. Why strive against me? For I'll conquer you. I'll conquer you in my love if you'll yield to me, saith the Spirit of grace. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Many words have been spoken. Words with laughter behind them to justify ill-fated words, unmeditated words. These are the days to let my cleansing come over you. Bring forth personal repentance of ill-fated words, words that have been spoken. I speak concerning words of your brothers and your sisters and of the mission that is set before you. Let my love wash you. Let my love cleanse you. For I brought forth a threefold cord in here. It is my desire that you speak the same things, not as robots, but the same thing that you hear me speaking around the world. Let us seek the Lord without ceasing. Let us hunger after our God like never before. Let us lay down every weight and every sin that so easily besets us. Let us offer no excuse before our God of why we cannot seek Him. Let us offer no excuse of why we cannot go into Him. We love you, Lord Jesus, with all of our hearts. Father, cleanse me, wash me. I stand with no moral, but if I did, you'd be the same one washing me. It's not even mine to even try to present myself to say how justified I am. Just wash me. Forgive me of ill-fated words. Wash us, Lord. Many excuses of my heart have come before you at times. Why less in prayer? Less in the word. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive me. Let your washings wash over us. Pereo sore macriste. I worship you, Jesus. I magnify your name, Lord of the church. We worship you, Jesus. Testify, we heard his voice as you heard his voice. We embrace you as we embrace him. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Take your bride away. Take your bride away, Father. Maranatha, my Father. Maranatha, my Father. Maranatha. prophetically for what God's been doing here for years in the youth. Lord, this is a star in your hand. Satan has done everything he can. We do not promote him. You even said to the churches of Asia that you knew the seed of Satan. You knew what destruction he had brought. Paul said in one place that he had hindered him. Father, we lift up this pearl, the star, to you. We pray that in the name of Jesus, that it live without ceasing. That life be given to the eldership that bring it forth. That strength and glory and honor. Father, I pray that those things that have seemed dead, without nurture, without help, Lord, let it live. Let live, let life live in the root of this vine. Father, I lift up those who you've risen to the top of this place. To these elders, I pray, into that elder, in Jesus' name, let the life of Christ be magnified. In Jesus' name, more angels. In Jesus' name, more help. In Jesus' name, more strength. In Jesus' name, more of everything that you are, crowning with life, crowning with glory, crowning with strength, arising with healing in your wings and strength and magnitude, the ferocity, the ferociousness rather, Lord, of your great grace coming upon, strengthening. I speak life to the families. What a warfare. What a warfare I see in front of me. The chaos. Children that are being fought so hard against, they do not even understand. Lord, this one that will soon be incarcerated forever, he's coming against our children, he's coming against the homes. I thank you that, Lord, before his last incarceration, which he will be confined throughout all eternities. Lord, I thank you that still living in this body, we have authority, that he cannot destroy our homes nor our children. So we raise up the banner of Christ. As a house of prayer, we raise up the banner of Christ in this place, and we speak to all demonic spirits. This is the voice of the bridegroom speaking. I speak only in his person. Through me speaks him to you. These are mine. These are mine. And I have paid my life's blood for these. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, with hand in hand in his hand, we bind over these homes. We bind over these homes these demonic destructions that are taking place. In the name of Jesus, these little ones who do not even understand the oppression that they're up against, Lord, in Jesus' name, we release the power of God, the love of Jesus. For this is your greatest strength, saith he. It is in my love. Rule your home. Even if your voice is raised, let it be through the power of my love. Know that the anger of man does not, as I said in my word, work the righteousness of God. It will not work the righteousness of God in your children, nor in your children's children. I have given wisdom concerning discipline, but I have given my whole word, and my whole word teaches that everything is administered in love. Love your children and do not provoke them to wrath. Train them up in the ways of the Lord. When they are old, they will not depart, saith the Spirit of grace. Let life be ministered unto you. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I saw you just shift right now to the bodies. I speak life to bodies. The physical being. First was the Spirit, Lord. The first thing that you came to administer to mankind was Spirit. You have spoken to us as the Father of spirits to come aside. Now to our souls, you've cried out a rest and an authority over the enemy. Now I speak to the bodies now in Jesus' name. Where disease, heart disease, I speak his life, diabetes, arthritis, Crohn's disease, dementia, debilitation of the brain, Parkinson's, every damnable thing. One time at the end of the world, you said in the book of Hebrews that one time at the end of the world, all things were culminated in him. The end of the world actually came about. The conclusion of all things came about 2,000 years ago on the cross. This is when you culminated all things in Christ. I speak life to the bodies. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Do not suffer, but allow yourself to be raised up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by his virtue, I receive that in my own body, Father. I receive that in my own life. All things were given unto you. The stripes that were laid upon you were given in my stead. Jesus, let your life flow to the bodies. Pain, suffering, eye disease, in Jesus' name. Feet be healed. Let the back be healed. All internal organs of the body. In the name of Jesus, we release life. Any growing tumors, known about or unknown about, I command you in Jesus' name, you are cursed of God today. From the very root, I curse you. In Jesus' name. Bear in your body these things, Lord. Holy prophets prophesied that the glory days would return to the nation of Israel, and that the king that came and took mine away would return them. There was a lie on the lips of the prophets But I had one prophet that would speak, and I raised him up. And as Jeremiah said, these things will not come to pass. But even as the children of Israel went into slavery or went into that place, into Babylon, there was words of comfort that followed them. For I, the Lord, said, wherever city that you go into, pray for the peace of that city, and that peace will come upon that city. I sent my prosperity with them, even though they were living in a foreign land. And I say to you, I repudiate the argument in your hearts and your minds that living in the day and hour that you live in, that you cannot be prosperous. I speak unto you and say, I am. And if I am, then I am all things at all times. And no generation holds or takes away the I am from who I am. I am your prosperity at all times, saith the Spirit of grace. No nation, no man in authority, no Congress in authority, no place. I am, and if I am, then I hold all strength. I will bless you in the hours of temptation. Even in times of tribulation, I will bless you and pour out, for I desire children to be raised up in the earth and my word to be preached. But know this, your inheritance is not based upon what you do, but as I have taught you in my word in sound doctrine, line upon line, I gravitate to those and will give to those innovative ways to be strengthened with prosperity whose hearts are with me and whose hearts desire to allow their portion to be poured out on them and through them, saith the Spirit of grace. Again, let it be clear to you, there is an inheritance of grace because of children. But there is a place of stewardship, even as you steward your own personal prayer life, and you know that intimacy comes through spending time. In the same way, divine prosperity will come to many who will gravitate to the place who says in their heart, Lord, I want more so that it flows to me and through me to the house of prayer. I will sanctify myself with that person, and I will prove their hearts, and I will give them places of prosperity that they could not imagine, saith the Spirit of grace. We worship you, Jesus. Father, Lord, I speak to the cameras. I really don't even want to go this route. I don't even want to spend the time. I will not come out of my prayer closet. But out of my prayer closet, I will birth these things. To deny this would to deny you. I will not deny you. Neither will I put a time factor on it. But Father, we agree together. We thank you for the media that you bring into this place. Personally, I don't want it, Father. I don't want the inconvenience of it. I do not want the exposure of it. But my heart runs like David did to the giant. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that would even talk against my God and say that we cannot have these things? I bless and praise you with all my heart. My heart is yielded to you. My heart is yielded to you. I receive mountains and mountains of your grace. I receive the people that will help us. Father, let there be no Ishmaels, no workings of the flesh, Let there be no Jezebels. Let no Jezebel controlling spirit ever try to touch these things of God. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that this house is yours, not because I declare it so, but because of your grace. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Life. All your life, Lord. Worship God. Would you pass out that prophecy? I'd like for every one of you to get this prophecy. Let's just continue to worship God. Then I'm going to have it played before we do anything else. I know this has been the service, so don't worry about, my God, is he going to preach to us now? Just stay with me. Everyone to get one of these prophecies, please. Great job. Just continue on. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'd like one too, please. Thank you. For you to give a listen. I know many of you are probably bursting at the seams for bathroom break and all that. There won't be any break because we won't be here that much longer. But I want you to listen to this. And I want you to hear, this came during the week that Pastor Jim Martin was here. And I'm just going to comment a little bit afterwards, and we're going to receive the giving this morning, and in a little bit I'll let you go. But please stay with me, and I can feel that you are still with me, so I won't say much more. So, Matt, when you get that ready, if you could turn that on. And please give a listen to this. Take this home with you. Keep it.
The Lord says that you have risen to a new place in Him as a church, as a congregation. You have risen to a new place in me. And much of it has to do with your worship. And know this, it is my desire to take you from this place to a new level. But I speak to you this day and show you things to come, just as I promised I would do. To get to this next level, you're going to experience increased battles. But you are also going to experience greater victories. I say to every one of you here, and to every person who calls this their home church, without exception, every one of you is going to face new battles and new challenges. Every one of you, hear me when I say this. And do not take this lightly. Because your enemy wants to single you out and separate you from the flock to bring about destruction. But I say unto you, I stand prepared to take you by the hand to a new level in me where you have never been. And I am prepared to release my presence and my glory in ways that you do not define. But you are going to have battles because the enemy will buffet anyone making progress in me. You are outstanding in my kingdom. I say that because there are not that many churches who will worship me and desire to feast on truth. But I want you to know my hand is upon you. And I say again to you, guard yourself against these attacks and be prepared. For I will strengthen you with my strength. I will empower you with my power. And I will establish in you my glory to not only withstand the attack, but to overcome it and conquer it and go forward. When these things happen, do not be surprised. For some of you, these attacks are going to come from friends, family members, people you trust. Do not be discouraged. For I know of these things before they happen, and I tell you this day, they are going to happen. However, remember, I have not left you comfortless. And I will take you through this. Remember, I said I have made you more than a conqueror. Remember, I said I have given you the victory through my Son Jesus. So you are not alone. And you are not powerless. And I say to you, you will make it through. You will make it through if you hold on to me. And I'm going to take you to a greater place, a deeper place, a more wonderful place than you have ever been. Believe me when I tell you, you haven't been there yet. But it's waiting for you. I have prepared this table for you. So prepare yourself. Pray for each other. Pray for your leadership. And this place will be established as a stronger fortress than it's ever been. You are outstanding in my kingdom. Continue on this path, and you're going to see me move in mighty, mighty ways, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I believe that we receive that from the Lord. Amen. I ask you to keep those, put them in the leaf of your Bible, read them often, just as a reminder. The reminder is this, that we are going to face more battles. And you as an individual, if you keep going forward, you're going to face more battles. But we're going to another place of victory like we've never known. And more strength like we've never known. And so it's so vitally important. One of the things that the Lord said at the end of that is that we should pray one for another. We should pray for, and he wasn't just singling out us as leaders, but all of us, that we should pray for one another. So it's vitally important. I was meditating this morning in different places and looking, and there's four different places. It's in Titus, Timothy, Corinthians. There's another one. But Paul keeps mentioning the word. Peter was another one of them. Peter also coincided with Paul, how that hospitality was a major thing. And actually, in one place, he said to me as a preacher, he said that if you were going to be apt to teach, you should also be apt to hospitality. Do you know what hospitality means in the Greek? It means hosting people and having people in your life. Because one of the greatest things of the modern day church is the enemy puts such, especially if you're going forward, such a onslaught against you as an individual that you begin to live in your own little world. And maybe that's an indictment sounding thing, and that's not meant to be. There's probably a better way to say it, your own little world. It's your world that you live in. But I can tell you one of the things that the Holy Spirit is saying about all this expansion, about our growth. Invite people into your life allow your life to expand past your own place so that you're not just focusing on your battle. Because I can tell you, once you have a cup of coffee with someone, once you eat with someone, once you begin to say, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord, you find out they're going through something just like you are. But not only that, it's not just meant for you to say, okay, oh, I need to awaken out of my slumber, stop feeling sorry for myself. It's to bring you into an awareness that you've been called to a place we're all one, and we're not just going there together, or we're not just going to that place as an individual, we're going there together as a body, as a whole body. And so we're in a significant fight. Believe me, the enemy doesn't like this house, and he doesn't like you even if you come here occasionally. But you know what? Not to be liked by hell is really a good thing, because that means you are beloved by heaven. Hallelujah. At the close of the service last week, we had a couple of brethren filled with the Holy Ghost. And you guys didn't even get to see that, but I want to just make recognition of that, because I see one of those brothers this morning wave at me. Hallelujah. David, amen. Praise God. Reuben brought them in, and they come up, and we talked for just a few moments. They got baptized in the Holy Spirit and began to speak just fluently with the power of God. I'll bet you that he's had all hell come against him this week as a result of that. Is that right? Or, I mean, have you had some battles as a result of that? Well, good. God bless you. Where do you go? I go to the church where they talk about all they got. They're crazy down there. What? They're crazy. Well, we're crazy in love with Jesus. And we're happy about where we're going. And we're, you know, there's a real strong paradoxical thing. I mean, you can't even understand it with your mind. He said, troubled on every side, but we're not in despair. You know, what is that? We're not distressed. He said, perplexed, but not in despair. You know, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. You can't destroy us. We're better than Timex, or we just keep a licking and keep on ticking, and we are His, because as long as we abide in Him, we cannot be destroyed. Hallelujah. And we just a bunch of weebles. We may wobble, but we won't go down. Hallelujah. Praise God. I belong to the church of the weebles, the first weebles. Sometimes I see them wobbling, but they just. Well, I thought you'd be gone a long time ago. No, I thought you were going to die. No, I don't know how. I'm just still here, man. We keep going. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you would like to be part of the sponsorship of that? Amen. Praise God. I'm going to say that five more times, and I'm going to see if I can just at least get you to encourage me. How many would like to get to be a part of the sponsorship of that? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Holy Spirit used David a few times this morning. And Samuel, 1 Samuel 17, we're not going there. David brought the rations to his brothers. And there's two armies. They're camped out. One's on one mountain, one's on the other. Obviously, they weren't too far apart because they could hear what each other were saying. This big, lumbering, fat slob of a guy. How big was he? I don't know. 6 cubits in a span. That's supposed to be 9'6". If you go with a mosaic, 6 foot or 6 cubits. 9'6". Saul was said to be head and shoulders above the rest of the men. So Saul probably was 6 foot. Because the rest of them, in the Iron Age, that was about what they call the Iron Age, men were about 5 foot tall. So 5'2", 5'3". So Saul, if he was 6, he was... So, man, I'd be a giant to those guys. Or head and shoulders above them. But 9'6" would have been big for anybody. So this lumbering idiot comes out every day, curses Jehovah. One of the most beautiful things about that whole thing, you've read it before, but if you read it again, catch what David, when he arrives and he's trying to feed his brothers, and he gets right in, caught up in the middle of this thing. And he hears this cursing going on, And he can't believe it. What he can't believe is nobody has done anything about it. And he goes, the Bible says he goes from one to the other. And he says, he can't believe it. He's like, I can't believe it. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And the Bible says he turned from one to another and he went through the crowd and he was going. And what he meant, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason why any of you guys have not gone and killed that guy so far? He's cursing not us, not just our king. He's cursing the living God. When he rehearsed his ability before Saul, he says, I can do this because God has proven me from a child through worship. He said, when the lion came, when the bear came, he said, when they came and took a kid out of my father's flock, when they took a lamb, I pursued them. And I tell you, this is amazing. What the Holy Spirit must have been upon him from the days of his early childhood. He said, when I called him, he rose up against me and I called him by the beard. Now, either David was lying, but I don't think the Bible would put that in there if he lied. He caught that animal by the beard. And he said, I caught him by the beard and slew him. In other words, that was hand-to-hand combat. That was a fearlessness inside of him that is unimaginable to human mankind. And he says, I imagine that this guy will be the same thing when I get to him that lion was. But he kept saying, is there not a cause? Can you not see that there's a reason why we should do this? Well, you know the story. With each step, the valor of God. I mean, he ran to him. And he, of course, took his head off. Listen, there is a cause. There's a cause in your life. This house is a bunch of individuals getting together and saying, there's a cause. We're a fortress. We're a citadel. We're something set on a hill. We're a gatekeeper to this region. We're crying out, God send a revival. The lumbering, crazy giant is everything in all of our lives that keeps saying, you're going to stay sick. You're going to stay poor. You're going to stay depressed. You're going to say your family's going to be a mess. You're going to keep fighting in your home. And yet God is saying, listen, the personal that is a cause is the Holy. Is there a cause? Is the Holy Spirit rising up inside of us today and saying, look, I've got to set aside everything that is defiant to the mind of Christ and say, there is a cause in front of me. We can take this land. This lumbering giant is not going to control me. How many sometimes wake up and whatever it is still there and you just feel that something inside of you that raises up and sometimes you wish it lasted longer? I can promise you it will if you give way to it, that says, I cannot stand this. I hate it. And I'm going to do something about it. That's the Holy Ghost inside of you saying there is a reason to fight. There is a reason to fight. Listen, we're outnumbered. You know what a sobering thought? I hate to tell you this, but based on the words of Jesus, there are going to be more people in hell than in heaven. That's terrible. There's going to be a lot more people. Majority has never ruled his kingdom. But knowing him and following him always has. In the end, a monarch is going to come down. In the end, he's going to rule out of Jerusalem. And in the end, he's just going to say, look, what did you do with the few short years you had in this life? There's nothing better that you can do. The first thing that you can do, the best thing that you can do with your money is provide a house, a covering over your children and your family, and provide for them. The next best thing that you can do with what you have is to make sure, if you find a place where you believe they really love God, is to try your best to thoroughly furnish that place. That's the very best thing that you can do with your finances. The very best. So I'm asking you to help us sponsor this. Bless the Lord. We're going to pray. I'm going to pray over you. And when you bring this down today, greet each other as you're going out today, because as far as I know, that's it. How many of you know that God spoke today? Praise God. I do too. Amen. Amen. Father, we just bless you. Speak to their hearts now. Father, you've given us what we got, what we receive. We ask for the sponsorship and the giving, Lord, that not only the lights continue to stay on, but that we're able to expand into other men's worlds in the days ahead. Lord, let us go out of here remembering that this is the day of the intercessor. If there's anything that I could remember and hold to this service, Lord, is all across the globe, we're hearing the same voice. Pray without ceasing. Stay in fellowship. The end is coming. I love you, Jesus. I bless your people. I love your people. And I bless them. And I pray that they go out of this house today thoroughly blessed. Now, Lord, let them hear your voice as they give this morning. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you all stand? And when you bring this forward, and Mr. Matt, if you don't mind, if you'll get the lights, you can all see each other. Give each other a great big hug. Man, you did good without falling asleep, without a break. That's good. Give each other a hug and bring this forward. We love you. God bless.